My dear friends in Christ, since the whole COVID-19 situation had started back in March, many of you are aware that nursing homes, especially assisted living portions of nursing homes, have been closed off. I know that a lot of you probably have had some family who you have not been able to see for some time, but so too for the priests, we're not able to take Holy Communion to those people that are in those assisted living homes as well. So down in Nebraska, in Omaha, there is one nursing home where we have not been able to take Holy Communion to some of the residents now for upwards to 7 months. But there's one parishioner who calls me frequently. She's an elderly lady, she's about 75, and she's not able to walk, but she has very high spirits. She's very positive. But what she'll do is she'll call me and just to talk and to see how things are going. And certainly she calls very often as well. But the reason why I bring up this particular individual is because of the story she's told me recently. About 15 years ago or so, her husband had died in a house fire. And she was telling me about her husband a little bit, and mentioning some of the great attributes of her husband. But there was one thing that really stood out about her husband, and that is, while they were married, her husband, every week, would buy her one red, long-stemmed rose. And this was during the entire time of their marriage. And they were married for maybe 10, 15, 20 years. So she was telling me about how many roses that had to be. We were trying to calculate how many roses it would have been over all those years, but she said he never missed a week. Every week, he was always there with that one red, long-stemmed rose. And how much it meant to her here now, so many years after he had passed away. But my dear friends in Christ, as I mentioned, October is the month of the Holy Rosary, and so too when we pray our rosaries well every single day, it's just as if we give our Blessed Mother 53 red long-stemmed roses. And how much joy, how much gratitude will we get from our Blessed Mother for giving her that beautiful bouquet every day? We know that when it comes to the rosary was given to us by our Blessed Mother through St. Dominic. It was in the early 1200s, and St. Dominic was trying to convert the Albigensians. He was not having much success in their conversions, so he went into the wilderness for a few days, and he prayed, and he fasted, and he made many sacrifices, and our Blessed Mother appeared to him and had given him the rosary and told him to preach the rosary. And here we are now, over 800 years later, still preaching the rosary. And for so many of us, we are praying the rosary devoutly every day. But my dear friends in Christ, of all the time of our country and of our life, I think it is very clear and obvious how important it is that we are praying our rosary devoutly every day. If we consider what's happened in our country over the last year now, at the start of this year, it was said that we were in one of the most prosperous times than ever before. For our country, we were experiencing the greatest success or wealth. But now, within the last 7 months or so, we see how quickly it's spiraled downhill. We need to pray the rosary, and we need to pray the rosary for our perseverance, for the perseverance of our families, and for our country as well. We need our Blessed Mother's help, and we need her protection. But when it comes to the rosary, the rosary is made up of both mental prayer and vocal prayer. Vocal prayer is that prayer we pray with our lips, that is the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be. And the mental prayer is while we are praying the rosary, we are meditating upon the life, passion, death, and glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when we pray, we should do our very best to put away all distractions, because if we have willful distractions while we pray, those prayers are of no avail. So it's just like when we are talking to somebody, you can tell. You can tell when they're distracted. You can tell when they're not focusing on your conversation with them. So too, Almighty God knows our thoughts. As we read in the Gospel here today, we see that how our Lord could see the hearts of the scribes and how they blasphemed. The scribes in their hearts were saying that our Lord blasphemes by forgiving this man's sins. So too, Almighty God sees in each and every one of our hearts, and he knows what goes through our hearts, especially when we pray. And there are many obstacles to when we pray. Prayer is not always something that is easy, but that is all right. Sometimes the obstacles are, it's too hard to pray, or I'm so distracted, or I keep falling asleep. These are all tricks of the devil. If we do our very best to persevere in prayer, our Blessed Mother will reward us and help us. And that's what I want to end on, is just some practical advice on how we can pray better and how we can especially overcome any distractions while we pray. So first and foremost, when it comes to the time during the day when we pray, let us not give Almighty God the scraps. Let us not wait until it's late at night to start our rosary. Let us make it a point to pray our rosary early in the day or when we are not tired from all the work that's been done. I remember growing up when I was praying the rosary by myself, I would oftentimes wait until it was late at night, and I would end up falling asleep when I was praying the rosary. And after some time, it's like, I have to do something different. This is just not working. So by God's grace, I started to pray the rosary early in the morning after I woke up. And that worked out much better because I didn't have all the distractions from the day on my mind. And plus, I was fresh from having a good night's rest. A second thing we can work on to help us in our prayers and overcoming distractions is to clear your head before you pray. That is, before you start your rosary, try to spend a couple minutes just in silence. If you go from doing one duty and jump right into praying your rosary, what's going to happen is, for the first few minutes or so of the rosary, you're still going to be thinking about what you were just doing or what you were just working on. So, for example, if you were just working in the kitchen or doing dishes or finishing eating, and you go right from doing the dishes right into praying your rosary, you're going to be thinking about something about the dishes and putting away this or that. There's going to be a lot of unnecessary distractions. So try to just spend a couple minutes before you pray to clear your mind. Another practical piece of advice is that when we pray, have a special intention. When you start your rosary, offer it up for a special intention. It can be the same intentions every day, which is fine, but as long as it's something that really is meaningful to you, something that you need truly, something that your family needs. Because when we have those special intentions, it helps us to pray with greater fervor, and it helps us to put away a lot of those distractions when they come up. When it comes to these distractions and bad thoughts, let us remember that it's only when we will them or when we take pleasure in those thoughts that they become sinful. So if we ever have bad thoughts or we ever have distractions, let us remember that as soon as they come up, let us put them down. Let us put those away immediately. There are many ways that we can do that. First and foremost, just imagine taking that distraction and giving it to our Blessed Mother and try and focus on whatever it is you're doing or whatever it is you're praying. Almighty God allows the devil to tempt us in our imagination. He allows the devil to put bad thoughts into our mind and distractions. But it's up to us for what we do when we realize that they are there. Our response should be to put those down right away and to pray. They are only sinful when we allow them or will them after we recognize them. So let us remember that. But another way we can help with overcoming bad thoughts and distractions is avoid unnecessary occasions of sin. When it comes to unnecessary occasions of sin, if we put ourselves into those occasions, the devil is going to use what we see and what we hear to tempt us later. For what is in our imagination has come to us through our senses. That which is in our imagination has come through our sight, has come through our hearing and all the senses. So let us have a guard over our senses. Let us especially avoid those unnecessary occasions of sin. Because if we willfully put ourselves into those occasions, yes, it is sinful to do so. But also the devil will use those later to tempt us, to distract us in prayers. So let us use these different pieces of advice in order to help us to overcome any distractions in prayer, but also help us to deal with bad thoughts. The last thing I want to finish with here in the sermon is another story that was told to me by that same parishioner who is in Omaha, who we haven't been able to visit now for some time. She had told me just in the last month or so here that she had a dream one night, and in her dream, her husband had appeared to her. So as she was dreaming, her husband appeared to her and said that he was waiting for her. And she said, you know, I have my life to live as well. And I find, you know, that was very interesting of her to respond in such a way as, but she said that I have my life to live as well. And her husband commented to her in her dream, saying that she had not remarried. And this individual had responded to that by saying, of course I have not remarried. I promised to you that I was not going to remarry. But with this very simple dream, we can just see what great love she has for her husband. And we can see what great love her husband had for her by how every week he gave her that simple gift of a red rose. So too for us, let us remember how precious is our daily rosary. When we pray our rosary well, it's just like we give our Blessed Mother those 53 red roses every day. And so too, we don't realize it now, but at some point in our life and after this life, we'll realize how valuable was each of those Hail Marys that we prayed well. Let us see what remarkable love our Blessed Mother has for us and all that she's given to us and how much she's blessed us, especially through the rosary. But let us do our best, especially during the month of October here and now, to pray her rosary devoutly and without any willful distractions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.